And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, 27 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Feels like 31 with the humidity. Thanks so much for hanging out on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. And Ronnie is here until 8 o'clock, so you can join us at 514-800. If you have a text question, we'd love for you to put your name in that. Or you can call us up, 514-790-0800 by phone. And I know that last time Ronnie was on, we had the lines like lit up like Christmas trees, which was amazing. Just different questions coming in about skincare as the summer was approaching and skin spots, all that sort of stuff. So if you have questions for Ronnie, please don't be shy. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie!
How are you, Kel?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So you're still on phone because we are making sure everyone is still staying safe. So I miss seeing your face, but I'm glad you're at home safe and all that sort of good stuff.
It's not the same, eh?
Not the same. Not the same.
We make do.
Exactly. And I did want to mention as well that if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie, his phone number at his office is 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com. So M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And of course, you can follow Ronnie on social media. He's very active, specifically on Instagram and Facebook at monkmd. I wanted to ask you something before we get going into some of the topics I know you want to talk about tonight. With regards to your office, where are we at with I know it's open, but where are we at with procedures and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so I've been open, I don't know, a few weeks now. I've been seeing people. And you know what? It's been a lot of planning and making sure that we're keeping the office very safe and the patient flow is good. So it's been a lot of preparing and planning for sure. In terms of the cosmetic treatment and kind of opening up all the services that we offer, it's really as of this coming Monday, June 15th, that the public health of Quebec has allowed us to reopen. So up until now, it's really been more medical. And look, I do a lot of skin checks and skin cancer. And so I've been able to do that during the pandemic. But I'm very, very excited to reopen the office to the cosmetic aspect. And I actually started seeing consults over the past couple of weeks for cosmetics. And, you know, it's my passion and mm-hmm. I've obviously missed it so much. So it's really fun to start at it again.
Are you still offering virtual consultations, Ronnie?
So I am. We're giving our patients the choice. You know, I understand. I mean, some people are still afraid to go out and want to minimize risks. And I've done virtual consults actually for a long time because I do some for people out of Quebec. But now, you know, we have in my office opened it up to anybody and everybody who doesn't feel comfortable to come into the office. Now, that being said, there's certain things that I do that's very tough to consult on virtually. So like doing a proper skin check or looking if a mole is worrisome or normal, I find that that's very difficult to do virtually. And so for anything like that that really needs a proper check, we recommend doing it in person. But look, if you have any cosmetic concerns, you just want a good program, you want to set up some treatments, you want to know what's going to be good for your skin, or even if you have like acne, rosacea, even a rash, for example, that I can do virtually, no problem. It's not an issue to do it virtually, but it's definitely, in my opinion, it's so nice to see people in person and to connect and interact. You know, I think everybody so misses the social aspect during this whole crazy pandemic.
Exactly. Yeah. And can you explain too how things are working with regards to JAG Cosmetics, which I know is part of your I want to say empire because it just sounds cool, but part of your office. Like, are they open or is it all virtual as well?
Yeah. So JAG is the skin store right adjacent to my clinic. So they have a website, and in terms of our patients ordering product from them, we've been doing it throughout the whole pandemic. The website's jagcosmetics.com, and it's all medical-grade skincare. So they're open for e-com and ordering online, and they ship directly to you. In terms of seeing JAG directly, it is considered kind of a skin store, so it isn't open to the public yet. However, if you do make an order with them, then you can come into the clinic and pick up, if you prefer to pick up your order directly. And the girls from JAG are actually in my clinic, and they are providing skin advice. So if you are visiting my practice, then you can still benefit from getting advice from them for any skin problem you have.
And it's jagcosmetics.com, right, Ronnie?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. So you're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, and it's your host, Kelly Alexander. So let's get going again. If you do have questions for Ronnie, we'd love for you to join us by phone or by text. 514-800 is the text line, and 514-790-0800 is the phone line. So, Ronnie, did you want to start with some of your favorite treatments right now that you, I guess, sort of, you know, usually rumble out during the summer?
Yeah, I mean, look, I do a lot of different treatments in my office, and I love everything I do. But me and you were talking before the show, and we kind of said, you know, what you asked me, what is my favorite treatment? And I thought that was a very loaded question because I have a lot of favorite treatments. But look, I break down whenever I give people tips and create a cosmetic treatment plan for people. I basically tell people that if you really want the top cosmetic treatment outcome and plan, you really have to target three things. One is you got to target your skin and the collagen of your skin. And so that goes along with laser treatments. And so if you want to improve your texture and prevent aging and sagging of the skin itself, I think that doing some sort of collagen stimulation of your skin with lasers is really, really important. So that's the first thing. Second thing is skincare. I mean, you can't do any treatments on your skin and not do the proper things at home, because I tell all my patients, if you go to the dentist and have your teeth cleaned, but you don't brush your teeth on a regular basis at home, you're never going to have proper results and good teeth. Same with the skin. If you're not on a good medical grade program that's going to maintain your results on the long term, you'll never get good results. And so we make sure that all of our patients are on the proper protocols with their skincare. And then the last thing I specialize in, and this is really my forte, is injections. And I think that if injections are done properly and we address those changes that are happening with aging and we lose volume and we start to sag and you put it back, but really naturally and strategically, then to me that makes the biggest difference. So, Kel, when you ask me what my favorite treatment is, mm-hmm. I mean, I would break it down into the three, and I would say, what's my favorite skincare product? What's my favorite laser product? And what's my favorite injection product?
Okay.
And I think that that would be a good way to approach it.
Awesome. We have much more coming up with Ronnie after we get back from traffic. We have a text actually that's come in from Mary, so we're going to get to that. And I know I see Alyssa is on the line. So that's all coming up. Again, if you have questions for Dr. Monk, very simple, 514-790-0800 by phone. Thank you so much for spending time on the program with us. Again, Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, here until 8 o'clock. So if you have any questions for Dr. Monk, very simple, 514-800 by text and 514-790-0800 by phone. Ronnie, we actually had a text come in from Mary, and she believes that she has rosacea, and she wants to know how to handle it.
Rosacea, I mean, we've talked about this so much on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But rosacea is basically a condition. It happens in 5 to 10% of people. So really, really common condition. So the first step is, first of all, making the proper diagnosis. Do you, in fact, have rosacea? The common presentation, the common symptoms that people tend to experience is blushing and flushing. So if you have rosacea, you tend to be an easy blusher.
Okay.
You have sensitive skin, so you can't tolerate a lot of these skincare products that most people can tolerate because your skin gets irritated and dry very easily. You can break out, so you can get pimples a lot, and you can think it's acne and try to treat it like acne, but in fact, treatments are very different from teenage acne. And then you get redness and sometimes even visible veins in the skin. And that tends to progress over time. So initially when rosacea first starts and it's mild, that redness comes and goes with blushing. But as it progresses over time, it becomes permanent. And, you know, people with rosacea will tell you they look like they're always sunburned. They're constantly red. People always ask them, why are you so tanned, even in the winter? And it's really just the inflammation and the redness that's present in their skin.
Okay.
So the good news is that there's amazing treatments out there that we can do to really improve rosacea in the skin. And it really depends what you're experiencing. So if you have pimples, there's medical treatments that I prescribe for patients that will get those pimples under great control, and it won't be an issue for them going forward. If you have redness, we do a laser. So in my office, we do a laser that targets all those blood vessels that are open under the skin. And by diminishing those vessels, the redness disappears. In terms of the sensitive skin and the dryness and the dehydration of the skin, like those are things we address with a proper skincare routine. And so all of our rosacea patients, we recommend a good treatment protocol with different medical grade stuff that really gets their skin in good check. And look, I suffer from this personally too, so I know how rosacea is, but I'm proactive with my treatment and my skin. And it used to be a big issue for me. And now it's been over 5 years that my skin is great and I'm not bothered by my rosacea and it's well controlled. So there's a lot of things you can do for it, but it all starts with a diagnosis.
Okay. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have questions for Dr. Monk here until 8 o'clock. Sully actually texted in also to 514-800 and was wondering, it sounds like she got a bit of a reaction to some sunscreen. Yeah. She's not sure if that's exactly, but she feels like that's what happened. So she wants to know, like, how can you tell and how do you deal if you don't maybe react well to a certain sunscreen?
You know how many people get allergic reactions to sunscreen?
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay.
Very common. And one of the ingredients in sunscreen, which is oxybenzone, was actually the allergen of the year for contact dermatitis, which is a type of eczema. So these are very, in most sunscreens, especially chemical sunscreens, there's a lot of chemical filters that are great sunscreens, but they're quite reactive on the skin. And if you have sensitive skin, you can easily get allergic reactions to them. And how this can present is your skin can get quite red and itchy and kind of peel, especially when you're putting those creams on and you're out in the sun. And you can even get kind of eczema on your skin caused and worsened by your sunscreen. And this is one of the big reasons, Kelly, why I always recommend mineral sunscreen.
Right.
Because minerals are less reactive than chemicals. In fact, they're inert, so they really don't react with the skin. So if you have that sensitive, allergic type of skin, you're going to tolerate a mineral much better than a chemical. Mm-hmm. Plus, the quality of the protection is superior. You can't compare a chemical and a mineral sunscreen. So all of my patients know, I hope, that mineral sunscreens are the way to go.
Yeah, you let me try one, which I just actually texted you about before, because it's amazing. And
it's great.
And it's like putting on, it's like putting on the thickest cream ever, but like in the best way possible, because you feel like you have this shield when you're heading out.
So what I tell people is creams with zinc oxide, for example, that's a mineral filter. Mm-hmm. That's going to be your best sun protection. And it doesn't need to be thick and pasty and white, because a lot of these zinc sunscreens, the zinc particles are so tiny and minute that the formulation of them is beautiful and they sit on the skin beautifully. A lot of them feel more like moisturizers.
Yes, yeah.
And we even, and I think you tried this at some point, Kel, there's even kind of mineral makeup you could wear where it's embedded in the powders and it's a great sunscreen and it's in the makeup. So it doesn't have to be, it's not like the old days where we used to zinc our noses and they were white and colored. I mean, the new sunscreen formulations are really beautiful. And look, I personally do it and I recommend it to every one of my patients. You got to do it on a daily basis because that's the number one thing that's going to keep your skin younger and safer from all the damage of the UV rays.
You have me now like a trained seal, Ronnie, because like anytime I think of leaving the house without doing it, I'm like, Ronnie would be cross with me right now.
Good job, Kel. You'll thank me in 10 years.
I'm sure I will. There's no question. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're heading off to the phones because we have Evelyn on the line. Evelyn, you have a question for Dr. Monk? Hello, Evelyn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Evelyn.
Okay, I'm on the air?
Yes, you are. So ask your question, please.
Okay. Hello. Is this a doctor?
Hi,
I have a couple of white pimples on my chin. Not very much, but they've been there about a year and I can't get rid of them. I tried squashing them and everything and they don't work.
Common problem that I get consulted about. So depending on your age, a lot of people in their 50s and above get these kind of, they look kind of like whiteheads, and they're these white cystic tiny little bumps in the skin. We call them milia, and they present commonly, and this is one of the reasons why we recommend exfoliation and doing a good exfoliation on your skin on a daily basis and renewing and promoting cell turnover of the skin is really important because it helps prevent these from forming. But even if you do that, you can still sometimes have issues with these things. And there are definitely treatments that we can do. So in my practice, what we do is if they're very small, then we usually do a treatment like a silk peel that helps. It's done with a machine and it basically is a facial cleaning treatment, kind of like going to the dentist, having your teeth cleaned. This is a skin cleaning treatment. And it's going to suck out all the debris and blockages of your pores. And so it helps prevent these milia from forming. That being said, if they're big and we can't suck them out, then what I'll have to do is use a tiny little electric needle and burn them individually. And then they scab up for a week and then they heal beautifully. So there's definitely ways to get rid of them. But even more importantly, we need to prevent them by you doing exfoliation and maybe doing a little bit of skin cleaning.
Evelyn, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We have a text, Ronnie, from St. Jerome, but I don't have the person's name, but says they're 50 and they still get blackheads and they want to know how they can deal with that.
So that's the exact same question as Evelyn.
So the same. Okay.
You know what blackheads are? So blackheads are blocked pores.
Okay.
But the oil is oxidized by the air. And when it's oxidized, it turns black.
That's what it is. Okay. I had no idea.
That's what a blackhead is.
Okay.
And so it's essentially a blockage of the hair follicle or the pore of the skin.
Oh, okay.
And so if you want to treat and improve your pore size and your blackheads and your milia, step one is a proper exfoliation. And I really recommend it medical grade because it's going to be much stronger than stuff you buy over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is treatment. And, you know, blackheads are a type of acne. And doing something to clean out the pores from time to time, and a lot of my acne patients will do it even two or three per year, will be the best way you're going to keep your pores clear in the long term.
Perfect. Now, we have much more coming up. You've got a mess of texts that have just come in, which is awesome. So keep them coming in over the break for news. 514-800 is the text line. And of course, you can call us up as well. Ronnie is here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800. And yeah, I know when we get back also, we're going to ask Ronnie's opinion on his favorite injection. So that's all coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD 800. Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk here until 8 o'clock. If you have questions for Ronnie, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We'd love your first name in the text. And don't forget that you can reach out to Ronnie Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. Ronnie, we have Rosie on the line who's been waiting patiently throughout the news break. Rosie, you have a question about moisturizer?
Yes. Hi. Thanks for waiting for attending to it. I have a tinted moisturizer, which I use every day, that has SPF in it, SPF 30. And I just want to know, is that as effective as like an over-the-counter mineral SPF, for example?
Well, my question would be, what type of ingredients? Is it chemical filters? Is it mineral? So that's important.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Because for chemical sunscreens, or sunscreens in general, I'll tell you. SPF stands for sun protection factor, and it really only is a measure of UVB protection. And so when they're measuring the SPF of a certain sunscreen, they basically irradiate it on the skin when they're doing testing for that particular sunscreen. They look at how quickly the patient develops a sunburn, and that will determine the SPF. So the longer time for a sunburn, the higher the SPF. So if you have an SPF, for example, 100 sunscreen, your time to sunburn is going to be longer than an SPF 30 sunscreen. Now, that only measures UVB protection. You don't know what type of UVA protection is in your sunscreen because there's no marker for the general public to know how good UVA protection is in a sunscreen, because we only know the SPF. There's nothing measuring UVA. And the reason I say that is because both UVA and UVB, which are both harmful ultraviolet rays, will have negative effects on the skin and age the skin and cause cancer in the skin. And the reason that's important is because some SPF 100 sunscreens that you think are amazing sunscreens because they're SPF 100 are terrible sunscreens and let in a lot of UVA rays. But unfortunately, us as the general public don't know that and don't have a way to know that. But me as a dermatologist, I look at all the studies, I know everything about these sunscreens, and I know that a mineral sunscreen is going to offer better protection than a chemical sunscreen. So the whole ramble is to say that if you're using an SPF 30 cream on your skin, that's better than an SPF 15 cream, but I don't know anything about how good that UVA protection is versus if you're wearing a mineral sunscreen, it's broad spectrum coverage, it's UVA, UVB protective, it's the best sunscreen around. So it's hard to judge if I really don't see which ingredients are in there.
Rosie, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie, we have a question from Kay, who texted in, and she says, is there a way to minimize enlarged pores? Her pores seem to enlarge after using, oh boy, I'm going to try not to butcher this, tretinoin cream?
Yeah, so tretinoin's type of retinol cream.
Okay.
Pore size is really tough. It's a very complicated thing to treat. And there are actually very good treatments available, but nothing miraculous. So if you're one of those people that suffer with big pores, if you really want a good result, you're going to have to do multiple things to really improve your skin. And, you know, in my office, I often get my patients on a proper skincare program with oftentimes with retinols, because those are helpful in the long run, not the short run. Use it a month, you're going to see nothing. But if you use it for 6 to 12 months, you really start to see something. So I get people on a proper program, plus we do some treatment. And treatments vary. Sometimes we do microneedling. Sometimes we use PRP, which stands for platelet-rich plasma, because that helps pore size. Lasers help pore size. So I do some IPL treatments, which we call photorejuvenation, and that really helps. And even silk peel, which is that treatment that I mentioned earlier that just cleans out the pores and the debris and the gunk from the skin, that will also shrink the pore size. So I think if you're committed and you're willing to do some work on your skin over a 4 to 6 month time period, you can really improve the appearance of your pores.
Another sort of skin question, how often should we exfoliate and should we do that with an abrasive agent?
So I think we should exfoliate every day, mm-hmm. Because that promotes cell turnover of the skin, and that's going to give you a really healthy skin. The better question is, what should we exfoliate with?
Right.
And I think that really depends on your skin type, because if you have very sensitive skin, you can tolerate these strong percentage glycolic acids or retinols that other people with less sensitive skin can do. And so... in my office, we have different degrees of exfoliation depending on your skin type, and that'll really help ensure that you can tolerate the exfoliation, because some exfoliations are too irritating and you just can't do it.
Okay. Now, I had a question for you, again, sort of all related to this, but this is actually talking about winter stuff. Another text has come in saying, my skin is very itchy during the winter. Like, what could cause that?
That's we hear that all the time. I mean, you remember how many calls we would get, Kel, during the winter with people saying they're itchy?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's normal, especially in Montreal. Our winters are so cold and so dry that it's impossible for our skin not to be dehydrated.
Right.
And you're probably guilty of this too. I mean, if you take super hot showers because you're so cold all the time in the winter, then that also dehydrates and dries out your skin. And so a combination of cold climate, very dry, hot showers is disastrous for the skin and will cause your skin to become very, very dehydrated and lacking moisture. And that will lead to itch. And then what happens is you start scratching, and that makes you more itchy because it increases the inflammation in your skin. And so it's really this vicious cycle where you're scratching, making yourself more itchy, and you're scratching more, and then you run into other issues. So common problem in the winter, the best treatment is moisturizing. And you've got to moisturize at least twice a day, and you've got to turn down the heat of your showers and, you know, shower in lukewarm water. And if you're really sensitive and irritated, you shouldn't wear perfumes and fragrances because those could be quite irritating. And you just got to moisturize your skin.
Here's a question for you, because I think a lot of people are going to be spending more time at home this summer, you know, in their backyards and in the pool. What does chlorine do to skin, and what should people know about that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because chlorine is very irritating.
So I figured.
If you have sensitive skin, for sure it's going to irritate your skin more than anything. If you have eczema, for example, it's going to irritate you. If you're already dry skin and you swim a lot, it's going to be very irritating. So what I usually tell my patients is, I mean, swimming is good for you. It's good for the health and it's good for your morale. So I don't recommend stopping to swim. You could swim, but as soon as you get out of the pool, you need to go in the shower and rinse off immediately, pat yourself dry, and then moisturize your whole body extensively.
Okay.
And you should really do that every single time you're swimming.
And is there, like, because I know, you know, for example, my nieces, when things are normal, are skating all the time, right? Like 5 or 6 days a week. And if there's like a swimmer that's doing that 5, 6 days a week, is that a problem? Like, does it matter if you're in the pool every day?
For sure, it's going to be more irritating on the skin. No question about it. So, I mean, look, it's all a balance, right? If you're very sensitive and you have this irritated skin, you're probably better off not going swimming every day and maybe cutting it to 2 or 3 days per week. And doing those other measures that I just mentioned and moisturizing a ton. Look, a lot of people swim every day and have zero issues.
Right.
So it really varies person to person.
Perfect. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you have questions, he's here until 8 o'clock, and I see lots of texts coming in, so we appreciate that. 514-800 is the text line, and we'd love your first name in the text, and also the phone line, 514-790-0800. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday evening with us here on CJD 100 with Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have a question for Ronnie. And if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie at his office for an appointment, 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com, M-U-N-K-M-D.com. And again, don't forget to follow Ronnie on social media. He has great, great content on his Instagram and Facebook at MonkMD. So I'm going to try not to mess up this next word, Ronnie, that has come in on text. So they're asking if does solar keratosis growths? Keratosis?
So a solar keratosis is a sunspot.
Okay. Does it disappear on its own is what they want to know.
Not usually.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a brown, basically it's a brown freckle.
Mm-hmm.
So freckles when you're younger are very cute, right? When you get older, they're not so cute because they turn into sunspots.
Okay.
Sunspots look like old age spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes us look older. So most popular treatment in my whole practice, aside from injections, are lasers that will basically make your skin look younger and more even. And one of the things we do, we call it the Jet IPL, and it's a combination of a jet peel that removes that superficial dead skin layer and will give you the most glowy skin of your life. And then the IPL will go into your skin. IPL is a light treatment that we treat the full face, goes under the skin and treats all those imperfections, those solar keratoses or sunspots, the blemishes, the redness of your skin, and it will give you a very even, beautiful, glowy skin tone without much downtime. I mean, that's the beauty, is most people will do it, go back to work, minimal downtime. And it's really a treatment that if you maintain on a long-term basis, meaning 2 or 3 per year, your skin in 10, 15 years will be younger than it is before you started treatment. It's one of those amazing treatments that will keep you, your skin looking as fresh and as young as possible.
All right, we're going to head off to the phones at 514-790-0800. Mark, you have a question for Dr. Monk.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Hi, Dr. Monk.
Question to ask you.
I went to a dermatologist, and I went to the remove a lesion, okay? But they used this needle to freeze it. And when they put the needle in, it had so much pain. You know those big needles?
Yeah.
So they told me after the answer was basil cell. So they tell me if I'm supposed to go to another doctor. My question is this. Instead of using the big freezing, are they able to put you to sleep?
So basal cells, where was the, what's the location?
On the side of my face.
On your cheek?
No, on the cheek, right about, there's like
posterior.
You know, the bone right near the eye.
Okay. I mean, because look, basal cells are things that I remove in my practice every single day. I do them with laser. And basal cells are usually removable in the office. And so they're pretty simple and straightforward to remove. Now, the local anesthesia or the freezing that we use to usually freeze the skin before we remove it, it's not usually painful. And so my thought with you is if you really had a lot of pain and discomfort when it was being done, it may have been because a nerve was hit during the freezing, which can occasionally happen. But that's a rare phenomenon. And look, today I had a clinic this afternoon. I must have done 4 basal cells, to be honest with you, and they go very well, and it doesn't usually, it's not usually painful for people at all, and it's an in-and-out procedure, so there's really no need for general anesthesia, and I'm sorry that you had a bad experience, but the truth is it may not be have necessarily been the doctor. It may just have been bad luck where a little nerve was hit, and it doesn't mean that that would happen again for your next procedure, because that's actually a really, really rare phenomenon.
Mark, thank you so much for the call. If you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757, and of course here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 and 514-800 by text. So, Ronnie, I'm going to give this one another go. A text has come in saying, I have tinea versicolor. Does that make sense?
Tinea versicolor.
Woo! Look at me.
You're getting good.
I should just be right beside you at work. This person says they've been using Celsin to treat it, but they've had it for years and they just really want a permanent solution. Is there something they can do?
So you know how some people get these discolored spots on their skin and they could be whitish or they could be kind of sometimes pinkish or sometimes even brownish? That's often tinea versicolor, and people will get it on their bellies, on their chests, on their back, and it's really common. I mean, a lot of people have it, and what I tell my patients is it's actually not infectious. Even though it's caused by a fungus, you can't transfer it to anybody else because we actually all have it, and it lives on our skin all the time. But in a good percent of the population, they're prone to get this discoloration from it. So the short answer to this question is no, there is no cure and you can't get rid of it because it lives on you. And even if you get rid of it with the best antifungals and you treat it orally, which I sometimes do, it will go away, but it will come back. So if you want a long-term result, the only way it happens is if you maintain the treatment long-term. And what I often do, and Celsin Blue is one of the things you can do. There's other shampoos that I prescribe for my patients. But basically, I get my patients to wash their body with a medicated shampoo. They use it as a soap, leave it on 10 minutes, rinse it off. They do that twice a week when they don't have it, and that's often effective to prevent it from coming back. If you do have it, you can do it every day for 2 or 3 weeks, and it'll probably get rid of it, then reduce it to twice a week.
Back to the phones. We're going to head off to talk to Elaine at 514-790-0800. Hi, Elaine. You have a question for Dr. Monk?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I got a referral to go and see a dermatologist in Montreal, but it was just as the COVID hit, so I didn't want to. We were quarantined at the time, and my cheeks are very, very red, and they're almost like a sunburn, and they burn they feel like a sunburn. But some people are saying it's rosacea, and the doctors, other doctors are saying it isn't. But they did give me medication called nitrite, I think, for rosacea that I'm supposed to put on morning and night, and I don't find it helping. And I guess I'm going to have to go to the dermatologist. But I was just wondering if there was anything I can do in the meantime to relieve the burning and the redness.
Yeah. Did you listen to the top of the show, Elaine?
No, I just happened to come on. I was working, and as I was driving home from work, I heard you, and I go, oh, my God.
Okay, because I talked a lot about rosacea, and that sounds like a very common symptom where the skin is sensitive, it's red, it feels warm, it's flushed. So it definitely sounds like rosacea. I think that, you know, the best thing would be definitely to see a dermatologist and make the proper diagnosis, because there are other things that can look similar. So you want to make sure it, in fact, is rosacea, but it does sound like it. Now, if it is rosacea, two things that I do in my practice are great for redness. One is it very much matters what you're putting on your skin. We get our patients on a proper program. You need a moisturizer. You need a sunscreen. You need a calming, sometimes we use toner, sometimes we use cream, but something to balance the pH of your skin. That will help a lot in terms of the sensitivity you're feeling. And then for the redness, there is nothing that's going to work like a laser. And so if you do, usually it takes about 3 or 4 sessions. We treat those areas where you're burning red, and those vessels will collapse and your skin will go back to normal, and the redness will be so much better. And it's very rewarding for me and my staff to treat rosacea, because our patients generally are so happy, because it makes a huge difference. So there's definitely things you can do, but better sooner than later, because if you don't take care of it, it definitely progresses with time.
Ronnie, you have 30 seconds to wrap up. Is there something you want to leave us with to think about until we talk to you again?
You know what? This was very fun, and we prepared all these topics that we didn't get to talk about, but that's okay, because I love talking to people and answering questions. And look, I'm happy that life is getting back to normal, and I'm really excited to start working full-time as of Monday. I think even with life going back to normal, we have to keep in mind that this COVID is still around. We got to be super responsible. We still have to keep our distance. And you know, we're all going to get through it together. And it's a different life now. There's no question. But we can make it the new normal. And we can make it a great life for now. And we're just going to all have to adjust. And if you want to see me as a patient, I'm thrilled. Me and my team are thrilled to accept you and to see you. And our goal is always to make you feel like the best version of yourself.
Ronnie, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right, Cal. Take care. Be well.
That is Dr. Ronnie Monk. His office line, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com, and you can follow him on social media at monkmd. My thanks to Chris Aitkins for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Coming up after the news, it's The Night Side with John Pohl on CJAD 800.